This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You found another Two Fat Lattes podcast.
Compliments of Joy 94.9.
How you going?
I'm very well. How are you?
I'm just getting used to all my little.
We must apologise to the listeners. We are trying to get. We kind of get back in the hang of it, aren't we?
We are, yeah.
But the Two Fat Lattes is like riding a bike without a seat.
Really?
You'll get used to it eventually. Madonna and Guy have they've put a photo up for sale. They had a portrait taken in the Nutty, and it's on auction. It's up for auction.
Did anyone go for it?
And no one's put any bids in. How fabulous. She might be getting the hint.
Do you think so?
Oh, everyone's sick. What
was it
like?
Was it full frontal nudity?
Or who cares?
Was it one of those 80s shots where everything's covered?
Frank, I'm not interested.
But we haven't seen Guy.
We've all seen it.
Not Guy. Although I could do him on his own.
Could you?
Why would they be selling that, do you think?
They need money.
No.
Oh, they've got more babies to buy, Frank. That shopping spree has just started. In Germany, in Bremerhaven, the zoo at Bremerhaven, they had some penguins.
Yes.
They had some beige penguins, and there was a couple, there was some boy penguins. You know, they've got to keep the penguins separated.
Yes.
Otherwise.
They fight.
I think they just root each other.
Do they?
Yeah. Those penguins.
Well, you know, when you haven't got hands.
Well, when it's bloody cold, you'll do anything to warm up, wouldn't you?
Get close to someone.
With or without lube. But anyway, the Penguin Society is a very fickle society. It's a bit like gay society.
Is it?
There was a beige couple.
A beige couple of penguins.
A beige couple of penguins.
Right.
They didn't know how to look after the egg. So the zookeeper, in his wisdom, they had two adult male penguins, Z and Vilepunkt.
Who gave them those names?
I don't know. They sound like beige names to me. Who would call a penguin Z and the other one Vilepunkt? Well, give them a nice one like...
Like Shay Shay and Fang Fang, like the pandas. You can remember
those. No, let's not work with panda names. They decided to put the egg in with the adult males.
Yes.
And guess what happened?
What happened?
Z and Vilepunkt
became
a couple, and they nurtured the egg, sat on the egg, kept it warm, and brought new life into the world.
Oh, how beautiful.
Trust a pair of rainbow penguins.
They had it together.
They had it together. But gone are their days down at the Greyhound. They're not looking at mirror balls anymore. They've stopped downloading from iTunes. But if someone popped an egg in your cage, would you know what to do with it?
I'd cook it. Have you been watching MasterChef?
Oh, my God.
Have you been watching it?
I can't watch it, Frank.
Why?
It's a bit of crap. It's shit. I'm sorry.
You're not on board with
my mantra for 2009 is say it how it is.
Well, apparently.
Yeah. But no beating around the bush
with
this latte. Because I've been used to watching the English MasterChef. And apparently, believe it or not, the English have actually got something right. They have. Do you want this for a concept?
Give me the concept.
The English MasterChef is about six people getting together.
Yes.
They get handed some ingredients, mystery ingredients. And guess what they have to do, Frank?
Cook it.
They have to cook a dish.
That's what they do in the Aussie
one. No, they don't. The very first time I saw it, and I couldn't watch it after this, was you get a bunch of lunatics into a studio, desperate for a new life.
Yes.
They'll do anything. So you know what that anything involves? Or, you know, they gave them razor-sharp cooking knives, like chef knives, and they just backed up a big tip truck of onions, and they said, here's a competition. Why don't we try and chop with razor-sharp tools? Chop all these onions, the fastest one wins. They had their hands wrapped in bandages. There was gauze everywhere.
Well, that was the first episode. They've moved on from that.
Where is the entertainment value in watching a bunch of beige people trying to chop their fingers off? Spice it up a bit. It's a little bit of nudity, Frank. At least there was something to
watch. Not while they're chopping onions,
thanks. See, now you've gone all girly on me. from Woz, Kaz and Michael. Is a hot curry enough to flush out Alzheimer's? And then he says, laugh out loud.
I don't know if it's a flushing out of Alzheimer's. It's a preventative measure.
So you have to eat the curry before you get
it.
Oh,
yes.
Otherwise you'll forget.
It's like having echinacea before you get a cold.
Oh, I love echinacea. Not. Doesn't that taste foul?
It's just a tablet.
Who invented that?
It's actually a plant.
It's what?
It's a plant.
Is it really?
Yeah, it's from Neotua.
Oh. Isn't that an icky?
No.
I'm going to start a new segment called My Mate Matt.
Why?
Because while I've been working out at the grave. Mole Grave. West Auckland.
Yes.
I made friends with a straight man at work.
How unusual of you.
His name's Matt.
Uh-huh.
Matt, he's my new straight biatch. Anyway, we go downstairs for coffee.
Do you do coffee together?
We do coffee together.
With a straight guy?
With a straight guy.
That's unusual.
Very unusual. Because
they don't like doing coffee.
That's because maybe I come off a little bit more blokier than you.
Oh, I get it. Okay.
There's no, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I do.
So every day Matt would reveal something new about himself.
That's nice.
Yeah. He was telling me about his adventures on RSVP.
Oh, yeah.
And I wasn't going to.
I've had a couple of those.
I wasn't going to get all critical. I said, good on you, Matt. I have to tell you what his surname is.
Oh, well, maybe you should.
No, it's okay. It's okay. It's fine. He's straight. We didn't touch, we didn't do anything. But anyway, we were talking and he was telling me because, you know, he heard Pink was coming.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, he was telling me how lovely he thought Pink was.
Yes.
And I said, well, there's one you'll never have, Matt.
Were you that blunt?
I told you, there's no beating around the bush in 09.
And what did he say? Did he get all weirded on you?
No. Matt's surname is Tool. And I said, there's no way in the world you'll ever get with Pink. Because if you got married, there's no way she's going to change her name to Pink Tool. It's just not going to happen. Homo helpline.
Now, Braden wrote in. Braden.
Braden.
Braden wrote in.
Okay. Is the problem his name?
No. Okay. No, it's not. That okay. could be next week. While you were gone, we received some belated Christmas gifts from my dad's side of the family.
Yep.
We never see them. My gift from them every year is a toiletry bag.
How many toiletries does a gay man have?
Well, that's right.
So need?
I have enough of them in my wardrobe to last well into my 80s.
Oh, lovey. Give them to charity.
But anyway, my mum received this awful Maxwell and Williams coaster set. And this thing is just nasty. My guess is that it came from a clearance bin at some beige shop somewhere.
Oh, those.
It looks like. It looks like. It looks like it would be great for Eurovision party.
Mm-hmm.
That was beige in itself.
Mm-hmm.
But that's a different story.
Right.
So what's the most tactful way to tell your relatives not to bother in this situation?
Just tell them.
A picture of the most offending kitchenware set is attached for your viewing pleasure. And I've had a good look.
Mm.
And it is quite sad. Picture pastels.
Yes. Okay, it's floral. I see florals.
And it's called the Pastel Garden.
The Pastel Garden.
It is.
It's not that bad.
Oh, but you have to see it in colour.
It's a very large box. All those placemats came in one gigantic box. But see, Frank, I'm not shocked by this kind of graphic because that's what I do all day.
You create
them. I produce this shit.
So we've come to the source. We've got you to blame.
Yes, you can blame, well, not blame me, but blame the account managers that think that's actually quite a nice set.
Oh, it's a bit sad looking.
Oh, and it takes forever.
It's very 80s.
Do you know how long it takes to make something look crappy?
Does it take a while?
It takes ages.
So what's the most tactful way of to tell the relatives not to bother anymore?
Well, you could have a conversation like this. Like, let's pretend you gave me something crappy.
Okay.
So, Frank.
Hi, Braden.
Hi, Frank.
I've got me a Christmas gift for you. It's a little belated, but I'm going to hand it over to you.
Did I do something to offend you?
Why do you say that?
Because you're handing me this shit.
You can't do it like that.
You can't, can you?
I know you'd love to, but Braden needs some subtlety.
See, you know not to buy me stuff because I'm not a present kind of person.
No.
What about if he just has a family meeting and says, what about if we just forget about it?
You know what I think the best solution is?
What?
When you do occasionally see them, or maybe if you Facebook them and say, look, I'm doing a course on bartending. I'd love a cocktail book.
The just best person to talk to about this is my Kamara Francis.
Yeah.
Kamara Francis from Carlton, North Carlton. You know what she does with her family?
What does she do?
I'm not going to call it Kris Kringle because you know Kris Kringle brings up a little bit of vomit into the back of my throat. When they have to buy presents for each other, they get a big bowl and they write three things that they would really love.
What a great idea.
And then they throw it into the bowl and then someone gets their ticket.
And they choose.
And then they go, look, I'd love like a nanopod. I love this, blah, blah, blah.
A nanopod.
And, oh, you know, what are those little iPods?
Yes, iPod nano.
I'd love some form of like technology, whatever. I shouldn't be too harsh on the beige and grey. There's a few rainbows out there that could use a good shopping list. Although I haven't been given a stuffed toy in a while.
Don't ask for one, you'll get it.
No. I've just got inundated with a whole lot of messages now, Frank.
Have you?
And welcome back. Missed you both in the garage, now with the heater on, listening to you and loving it. That's Beryl. She's sitting in the garage listening.
She was always
She's always in the garage. Turn off the engine, Beryl. Adam wrote in and said, Frank, you're awesome.
He's awesome too.
Yes. Boys, have a Homo helpline. A lot of my friends have borrowed DVDs, books, etc., and not returned them. I've lost track of who has what.
See, I've got a great solution to this.
Is it okay to suggest an amnesty period for my friends where they can return things, no questions asked? Please don't mention my name. Very embarrassing. Have I borrowed stuff from you?
No, don't worry. I'd just tell you.
Okay.
No, I write things down in the back of my diary, and I don't tell anyone. And
anal retentive nightmare. I love it.
And I cross it out when it's returned.
I should have a Tupperware register. Because you know what happens at work?
What happens at work?
You inevitably forget the Tupperware in the fridge, and then some anal retentive secretary or receptionist goes through on a Friday and empties it all out and they throw it all away. I forget about Tupperware and I forget about money.
Right.
I always have to remember if I've actually borrowed something, because I go, have I borrowed money from you? Don't I always say that to you?
Yeah.
Do I owe you? Don't I owe you some money?
And I just
say,
yes, you do. You've given me hundreds of dollars over the years.
The lovely Georgie has written in and she says, I'm trying to win money in a potato chip competition and need to make up some new flavours. So far, I've come up with prawn cocktail.
Oh.
Ragu. Yeah. Any suggestions?
Well, none of those.
What about lamb shank and polenta? Like a corn chip drizzled in lamb shank.
You're not selling it to me.
What about marabone jelly?
Yuck.
What?
It's not pal.
That's pension night. Have you ever met someone that is so good looking it hurts? You can't even look at them? They are so good looking it actually physically hurts.
It hurts you.
It kills to look at them.
And what do you do?
Because the moment you look at them, you visualize them without any clothes on.
Oh, okay.
And then you feel sick. You think, I'm not going to have lunch ever again.
So is this person that kind of person?
Well, recently this person has started having blokey conversations. He's gotten over the rainbow. You know how we always sing Somewhere Over the Rainbow?
Yeah.
He's found it.
Right.
He's overcome his fear of colour. And now is showering in brilliant light. And he adores a good combo.
And is it standing combo?
It's always standing. It's always got a mate in it.
Oh.
You can't even look at it because, like, it's painful. Do you know what I mean?
Yes, I do.
It's like eating prickly pears. You've really got to be careful because, you know, one finger in the wrong place and you found a prick.
Oh, yes. Mm.
Anyway, I recently saw him drive to work. And to add fuel to the fire, to actually give you a bigger punch in the guts.
What happened?
He drives a ute.
Oh, he loves to stand and talk. I like that bit.
He stands with his legs apart.
Like he's what?
He stands akimbo.
Really?
Yeah, he stands like the letter A. You see God's finest work.
Sounds like you found it.
At work. I sound like Della Reese.
You do.
I sound like Oprah.
Am I touched by an angel right now?
You've been felt up by an angel.
Thanks for listening to another Two Fat Lattes podcast. Hear them on the radio every Friday night from 7 till 9.
Joy 94.9, Australia's first gay and lesbian radio station.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.